Hello to everyone. You are listening to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest, Andrew Dixon.
Hello again, Hugh.
Now, hopefully you can hear us. We're not getting any feedback or signs that things are happening, but hopefully you can hear us and everything is going extremely well. We've got our microphone here on. Oh, let's see audio effects in case there's anything there. It's coming through because we can see that coming there. So now you can follow us as well on Facebook because we're live on Facebook in a few minutes. And you can also go to, if you go to Cardio Advisor on Facebook, you can leave comments and ask questions and we will do our best to answer them.
Any questions?
But it's been a very, very busy few weeks. Lots of motorsport news and we're very excited to be back on the show. So we're just going to start another live show here on Facebook, so it's just about to start. We'll try this one again. It shows you how not to do it. We'll try it again. Now, this takes a wee minute there, and it's doing that one. So we must make sure that it will be on the right one, and then we'll put on the microphone.
Oh, there we go.
There we go, and then we'll put that one on there for the. Yep, that is fine. That is good. So we're all there. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Microphone is the right one. Hopefully we are on the right one. I'm pretty sure we are. Okay, there we go. And we are going live on both Facebook and Podbean. It's never been done before.
Right.
Or has it? Maybe it has, yes. There we go. Well, what's on the headlines tonight, Andrew?
Well, I've answered my own question from the last programme.
All right.
We didn't know what Fernando Alonso was going to be doing next year, and now we do.
Ah, what's he doing?
In January, he's going to take part in the Dakar Rally.
All right.
In a Toyota Hilux pickup. He's the first Formula One champion to take part, and I've got some more Alonso news as well.
Uh-huh.
He might rejoin Formula One in 2021.
Wow.
If the regulations suit him.
Aye.
And if he gets the right seat, I think.
Wow.
But will he be, touching 40 by then?
Yeah, it might well be, actually. Mm-hmm. But certainly getting there.
It might be his last shot at a third world title, so I think he'll go for it.
Yeah, especially when the new regulations could be quite good. Mm-hmm. Cars look amazing
from
the pictures that we're getting. So it could really be quite an exciting
one. And hopefully more noise than the past few years.
Yeah, I definitely need that. They are getting a little bit noisier, but it'd be good to get something a bit more fun. But, and we're using new, if you're following us on Facebook, we're using a new special camera, just an upgrade, and it's HD and widescreen, so you get to see all the mess in my office, not just a little bit that we try and hide.
Well, you've fitted most of it, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. Look, you can even see my exercise bike in the background, which is gathering dust and that. But,
at least we know what Alonso's doing now, and I mean, I don't know if the Dakar Rally's on.
It's on
TV, is it? Sky?
Yeah, some of the kind of definitely somebody covers it. Normally, you get it on Sky.
Because I know Carlos Sainz usually takes part, but it's the first time, as I say, a Formula One champion's taking part. So
because
it's very dangerous.
I know that's the thing, isn't it? But normally is it not on at the end of the year or the start of the year?
Mm-hmm,
Paris
Dakar. Mm-hmm, it's January
after the Monaco or Monte Carlo Rally, maybe, isn't it? Or thereabouts, because that's always very early, very early start for that. And I was just watching the Mexican Grand Prix. It was first practice, and Hamilton leads by a fraction, only by a tenth from Leclerc. Then it's Verstappen, and Vettel is down in sixth place. Right. So he's a good bit away, actually. But I think, the fact that Vettel got there, Hamilton is in the lead, because normally they weren't that good the last couple of years in Mexico, makes me think their race pace might actually be all right. And as we speak, I think second practice is actually about to happen, or isn't too far away.
I don't think I'm going to see any of it this weekend.
Yes, well, the race is at 10 past 7, I think, this weekend. So 10 past 7 on Sunday.
Yeah, highlights are Sky. 11 p.m.
Yeah. Well, you need to get the F1 app as well. The F1 app is very good. It's free. And you can get up-to-date details on when things are on. And also go on to the F1 page on YouTube, because you get lots of the highlights as well and updates on everything. So it is actually becoming a little bit more accessible, and it's high quality commentary.
But we need more on terrestrial TV, please.
Yes, well, I think there was an announcement about that.
Right.
Similarly, they're going to be doing more next year as well, I think. Right. And I think they're giving you longer highlights on Channel 4. So there'll be more time for David Coulthard and his buddies.
Well, I'm hoping that with the shake-up of the BBC might get it back, but we'll see.
Yeah, no, that would be. It was always good when it was BBC Challenge. Uh-huh.
But we'll see, because the BBC is losing younger viewers left, right and centre. So.
Yeah. Not wondering when you've got Radio 1 and things like that.
Uh-huh.
The news on that is terrible.
And, well, they've just announced they're going to do away with CFAX, which is where I get most of my... Formula One news from.
Is CFAX still going?
It's still going, yeah. That's where I get my information.
Oh, is that like the red button? Because they have that red button, so that's still going.
That's going to be scrapped next year, which is terrible.
You know, it's kind of, well, you can go on, like for us, you go on different websites. And
no, not for me. I use it from the moment I get up.
Well, we'll get you internet. We're going to get Andrew internet. Get him up into the 21st century. Get him sorted out.
I'm happy in the 19th.
You know.
Before engines were even made.
Yeah, oh, that's the
horse
thing.
And cart, that'll do me.
Yeah, oh well, you can just get a Hyundai pony. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that was about the wheeled equivalent of a horse and cart.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so if you're watching on Facebook Live, we're at Cardio Advisor, and you know, give us some questions and we'll do our best to answer them. And yeah, it would be fantastic to get some interaction. And if you're listening on Podbean, go to cardioadvisor.co.uk. You can email it at info@cardioadvisor.co.uk, and we'll do our best to answer your questions there as well. So, what's been happening?
Well, we're sad to announce the death of Andrew Cowan as well, friend of the show, and you interviewed him this year, did you?
Yes. So I'm going from being very enthusiastic to being more somber. Yes, I it was just over a year ago, in fact, that I interviewed him. Right. He was such a lovely chap. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it was a great interview. Yeah. And we'd been hoping to try and go back and to see his car collection. But we saw him, of course. I've got that video of him talking to Jackie Stewart just a couple of months ago when he came to open the Jim Clark Museum. But really, all our thoughts and prayers go out to his wife, Linda, and all the family. I mean, really, an incredible success story in rallying. And, I mean, he won twice the London to Sydney Rally. 10,000 miles in 10 days, basically. Really quite an exceptional talent to be able to do something like that.
Yeah.
And also he was the head of Mitsubishi Rally Art.
For years.
And he was there at the time. It was the most successful team.
And he gave Tommy Mäkinen 4 titles.
I mean, really was a genius when it came to motorsport and being able to run it and getting the best out of it.
Well, he was a bon viveur, really. Not just motorsport, any topic, and he could talk away for hours and hours. And he was just a person who loved people and loved life. So,
No, I'd be very, very sadly missed.
Yeah.
A real, real tragic loss.
And a good friend of Jim Clark. And what I didn't realise until after he died, Jim had arranged with Colin Chapman to give Andrew a trial in a Lotus, Formula One Lotus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and he told Colin Chapman he'd stick to rallying.
Yeah.
But we could have had two borderers in Formula One in a Lotus.
Yeah.
Which in the 60s.
Aye, that's incredible, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, certainly, I mean, I saw a really nice review. I think it was from Duke Video, actually. Mm. And they were just saying he was the kind of person that if he didn't think he was up to that task, he would... be very kind of humble and say, well, this is just not for me, and you know, we'll try something else.
Yeah.
But then on the areas where he was extremely good at, you know, he led the way, which is really something else. And no, he was such a lovely chap, and it was really an honour and a privilege to interview him last year.
Yeah.
And he'll be sadly missed by many, many people.
His funeral's private soon, and then there'll be a memorial service to be announced.
So yes, on that note, it's very unfortunate the passing of Andrew Cowan from 1936 to 2019.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
The more news I got from CFAX. Renault were disqualified from the Japanese Grand Prix, so those two results, the 6th and 10th places, are null and void. For using a driver aid system. That old chestnut, the driver aid system, the brake bias adjustment system they used.
No. Because they're saying it was kind of, it meant that they didn't have to do it. The team
yeah, taken away from the driver and given it to the car,
It was it was a good race. I mean, I have to say the races have been excellent this year. And I think it's going to be close. I mean, with the fractions in it after first practice, I reckon this could be a real race in Mexico. And if Hamilton's, you know, he could wrap up his title or something, get close to it, depending on how Bottas done, does. I think he's going to score more than 14 points more than Bottas to clinch the title. But he certainly is fired up to be able to do it. So hopefully we can do that.
I think Ricardo believes Renault will be fighting for the wins next year already.
Yeah, well, they seem to have made a bit of an improvement.
But
in the last
we don't know where... who's going to be his teammate. We don't know where Hülkenberg's going.
No, that's true. Well, yeah, because he's, I mean, I think it's a real pity for Hülkenberg because he is very, very good. Who's going to be driving next year for Renault then to replace him again?
It hasn't been announced yet, but what I am shocked about is two teams are interested in Kubica.
Really?
Uh-huh.
My goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's that?
I don't know. It hasn't been announced, but two teams are genuinely talking to Kubica. I don't know if it's just for the sponsorship money, but
to race drive.
Yeah.
My goodness. Mm-hmm.
Even though he's normally 4 seconds off the pace now.
Aye.
Two teams won them.
Would that be? I wonder if that would be. Wouldn't be Renault, surely.
I wouldn't have thought so.
He had driven for Renault, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Or unless it would be maybe. In fact, I think the
Haas is already announced.
What about STR? Are they the Force Indians?
Well, possibly because I think one of them was under threat.
It won't be Lance Stroll. But they're all signed up, I think, aren't they? Oh, well, it'll be interesting to see.
Silly season again.
And of course, we have got the idea that Lewis Hamilton, he went a bit kind of crazy over the last week, and he's now saying that the world's going to end, and he's gone a bit kind of Ocasio-Cortez on everyone, and he's kind of a bit depressed. So hopefully he'll come out of that very quickly. Maybe there's someone who needs to fry a steak and say, forget all those nuts.
He's opened his own veggie shop as well. So.
Has he?
Yeah,
in
London, I think.
Oh, no. Well, if anyone's been to it, you can tell us what it's like, and if it's really bad, we'll know what's happened.
But yeah, I'm just totally shocked that people want Kubica. I mean, he's a lovely person, but you know, he's proven to even himself that he's not up to it now after the terrible crash.
Yeah, no, that's quite an interesting one, isn't it?
I see Jamie Chadwick is going to defend her title in the W Series next year as well.
All right, so she's going back to it. Oh well,
I think it's the top six who finished highest this year plus. Is it 12 more or something, new drivers?
All right. Oh, well. Yeah. Well, that's quite good then.
So Coulthard has been busy.
That's why he's lost a bit of weight.
Yeah. That's why he hasn't been on the F1 coverage recently.
So we've got some headlines quickly here. Renault are considering its F1 future amid major review. Now, the thing is, it has taken them quite a while to get up to speed with the new engines, but it's interesting to see if that will actually work and if it will be happening. And also, Lewis Hamilton is without his race engineer for the next two races. So that is quite a thing. Because
I've also got some more news. David Coulthard is chairman of the BRDC now. He's been elected that. Dario Franchi is vice president.
All right, excellent. So, yeah, two Scotsmen rang the whole thing.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. As they themselves said.
Is that what they thought? That's all right. That's what they thought.
As they said.
No,
they said it themselves. So.
My goodness. Oh, well. I know, that's the thing. Yeah. But no, it's great for Scotland when you think you've got that. And they're very good drivers. Yeah. You know, they've got a very good history of success. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they can take that with them.
And they're good ambassadors.
For the sport.
For the country and for the sport,
But, it's quite a thing. Now, we've got an interesting headline as well from Max Verstappen.
Right.
He is now saying that there shouldn't be a drama queen in the environment of Formula One. And it shouldn't, in other words, F1 shouldn't overreact after Lewis Hamilton discussed the championship carbon footprint ahead of the Mexican Grand Prix. We were saying earlier that Lewis has gone a bit environmental, which is all a bit silly. Well, I think it's just win any friends from that. We will see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But Max Verstappen was saying that Verstappen was asked where he stood on improving F1's carbon footprint. He says, "Well, I like my little electric time as well. I really like Max Verstappen. He's going up and up and up." I think, I think that's the thing. We don't need any major. He's going to join Extinction Rebellion before we know it. He'll be protesting at London Bridge.
Or Tesco and Gala Shields like they were last weekend.
Were they? Yeah. Oh, my goodness me. I never thought they'd ever get to the Scottish Borders.
Oh, they were there.
They actually went on the bus and came all the way here, didn't they? That's the thing. Now, remember, you can comment at any time. Just go to Cardio Advisor on Facebook and we will do our best to reply to your comments. Yes, we'll see how it goes. I was actually trying to get my Facebook page changed to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, but Facebook have not replied to my requests.
Right.
Just I thought it would tally up a bit better if everything actually worked. But at the moment, we are still under the name of Cardio Advisor, which is also a podcast and a video channel on YouTube. And remember, we've got our YouTube channels of course, the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, Hugh Hattrick, which is on the Hugh Hattrick if you go onto YouTube. We've got Cardio Advisor and my guide show as well, which is here. If you're about to go to Orlando, you can buy a copy of this from my website, which is www.hughhattrick.com. So, no more adverts, you'll be pleased to know.
Right.
What's on the next thing on the agenda?
The Jim Clark Motorsport Museum has raced past 10,000 visitors.
Ah,
since
yes, no, I heard about that.
In July.
Yeah, that was a wee while ago, actually, wasn't it?
Just the other week,
which is fantastic.
I was hoping to be the 10,000th, but.
See if we can win something.
Yeah.
But I was driving past the other day, actually, and they had all these Ferraris sitting outside.
Right.
So it's actually worth coming just to see what's in the car park. And they were all just sitting on the driveway.
Oh, it's attracting a lot more people than the old rooms.
Yeah. No, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
But we would like to ask you, what's your favourite form of motorsport? I mean, because now it's developing so quickly. You've got from Formula One to rallying to even like the Formula W series.
Formula E.
Yeah, you've got Le Mans and the World Touring Cars. Blancpain Championship. Yeah. Oh, that was the thing.
Right.
Now, this is this was a special guide that when I went earlier in the year to Silverstone to see the Blancpain GT Championship with a good friend of mine and someone who I've interviewed earlier in the year, David Perron. And guess what? I had a chance to race against him. He happened to be doing a sim race on Gran Turismo Sport, and I actually beat him.
Right.
I could not believe my...
Did he let you win?
No, he crashed.
Right.
He crashed.
Right.
And the funny thing was, I thought, I can't believe I'm in an actually race with him. And I actually qualified ahead. Mm. And then we had a really good battle for quite a while. And then his connection was a little bit laggy. And he ended up crashing off. Mm. And then after that, he rage quit and that was it. And I thought, maybe he thought that was me.
Yeah, it says brake bias adjustment system failed.
Yeah. So I emailed him and I said, look, unless you've changed your name or somebody's copying your name, I think I actually was racing against you the other night. And he came back to me saying, yes, you did. You did a very good manoeuvre. Because I thought maybe I'd taken him out and that's why he wasn't going to be a rage quit. So I've actually beaten David Perel in a race. I did finish sixth. I was going at third at one point. But there you have it. So I'm waiting to go to see if I can have a shot with Super GT because I reckon one day that race will come that will be great fun to do. But it just shows you, if you're playing Gran Turismo Sport late at night, you never know who might be out there about to play, and you could play against some real champions because, of course, David Perel is a proper racing driver and has won the Spa Series in the Blancpain Championship. Really highly, highly excellent racing driver, very, very good, big history, and a very interesting chap to listen to. Make sure you go into his YouTube channel. And of course, Super GT, because they've got some fantastic videos, especially if you want to get quicker at going around Gran Turismo
tracks. And when we all go to the British Grand Prix next year, courtesy of Renault, hopefully, the Silverstone Museum is open now.
All right,
the £20 million museum, three months later than planned, but it's open now. So.
And you must be paying for the tickets.
No, Renault, hopefully. or.
All right, Ferrari. Well, they might just do it to shut us up and say, or they might pay us money, like not so that we don't mention their name.
I'll endorse them if they want.
You know,
I don't mind a trip to Maranello.
Yeah, that would be rather nice.
Yeah.
Seemingly, they make incredible simulators in Maranello.
Right.
We saw it on the sim. It was, they had this big sim expo at the Nürburgring a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago. And it's called Wave Italy.
Right.
And they make these incredible F1 style proper, like looks like a real race car. And you have three big screens. and then you can, it matches everything up, and it looks phenomenal. I mean, goodness knows how much it must cost. But if you look at that on Google, I think it's WAV Italy, or WAV Italy, and you can get these incredible simulators that are just like F1. They have the proper steering wheels. They have a proper cockpit, which you have to really kind of breathe in to get into. You get the gloves and the whole thing. It looks incredible, actually. That's the next thing. We need to make sure we're getting to these esports expos, because they do look rather good.
Now, can I go off at a tangent and vent some anger?
Of course you can.
On my way here tonight, I was dazzled by about half of the vehicles I passed.
My goodness.
Yeah, it wasn't good. At one point, I was nearly off the road because the lights were that. And I know we're into the phase of changing into winter driving and night driving and having to switch your lights, but please, please dip your lights because it's dangerous. Very dangerous.
When you said you were dazzled, I suddenly thought you've seen Miss Scottish Borders, and that was enough to woe you over with her beauty. But obviously not.
As full beam straight into my face, and couldn't see where I was going.
There is nothing worse, actually, and a lot of cars, especially some of these LED lights, are kind of blue, aren't they? And they have these very strong colours, and that can be quite dodgy. Yeah. But the best thing I ever had in the last couple of months, I was driving during the day about 5 o'clock. Coming back on the west of the road, and what did I meet? A horse and cart with children in the back, not securely sat down. They were just running about the back of this trailer. And thankfully, I saw it quite early on, so I was able to slow down. But it was on the main A68, and I thought, my goodness, at 5 o'clock at rush hour. And you know, it's quite busy on that road. Yeah. And there was this guy on a horse and cart. And I thought, God, you could have a colossal accident, or at least cause one.
But please, please dip your lights when you meet other vehicles, because. Yeah. You don't know what will happen otherwise.
You might think, is that because of automatic lights?
Yeah.
And maybe they're not running as quickly as possible.
People who have forgotten how to drive a vehicle.
Yeah, or they think they're on automatic lights, and of course it's not, and so they're just sitting there. It could also be the angle. You need to make sure that your angles are correct. There's not a little button on a wee round switch that you can move to make that happen. We're sounding like William Willard from the old Top Gear. My goodness me. Similarly, by the way, he's still alive.
All right.
Yeah, William Willard's well into his 80s, but he's still going. And the reason why I left Top Gear was because he had his own production company. I thought it was because he didn't like Jeremy Clarkson, but similarly, he had more...
They're probably that as well.
Because he went on to Horizon. Right. Remember the old Horizon shows on BBC? Mm-hmm. And he was quite into environmental needs and all the rest of it. So,
Clarkson wouldn't have liked that.
Then. No, I think it's a bit of a... I remember watching it as a kid with them all, but that was about as far as it went. That was the thing. But here we go. So, let's see what we've got.
Yeah, I see the Jim Clark Bistro, run by the Jim Clark Trust, is taking Christmas bookings now. So I think... The podcast program should have a Christmas outing sometime.
Yes,
they're having Christmas dinner from December the 1st to the 23rd, I think.
All right.
Full Christmas menu.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and all proceeds go to the Jim Clark Trust.
That's very good. Yeah. It's certainly busy. Mm-hmm. I saw Douglas Niven going there a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. I'm meeting up with a few people there. So it's definitely... It's a lovely restaurant.
It's always busy, so I think we'll have to book it sometime.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
And well, to see what's here, I don't know what photos they've got in there. Or
I don't know.
I'm sure my friend said Ben Smith was there the other week, wanting more photographs to go on actual placemats and coasters for the restaurant as well.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Oh, well, there you have it. I think. Oh, my goodness me.
See, this CFAX comes in handy. the Jim Clark Rally comes back after 4 years.
Of course.
To these closed roads around the borders on the 7th and 8th of November.
In just 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, the Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. You'll be able to see the Ford.
Yeah, the Lankton Splash. Yeah,
Lankton Splash.
And there's local drivers as well, so you can cheer on your neighbours.
Yeah. That will be good. And, it's great fun.
Yeah, and later on in November, we've Formula E coming back as well, so Dario will be getting his wage packet again.
Oh, right, of course. Where does it start? Is it Miami or somewhere?
No, is it Abu Dhabi or somewhere like that? Yeah.
New cars, new sound, similarly, different sound. So that'll be interesting.
A few new drivers. So.
But we've got some people entering here on Podbean, which is fantastic. But yes, you can also follow us at Car Deal Advisor on Facebook, where you can leave comments, hopefully nice ones, but we don't mind if they're cheeky ones as well. And give us a like if you can, or subscribe to our podcast channel.
Have we any questions of them yet?
No, they don't dare ask us any yet, but they can be brave. And have a go.
Anything motorsport.
Yep, go Andrew. For. Andrew, I have to say, is an incredible encyclopedia of motorsport news. So definitely, it's worth asking Andrew a question and see if you can stub him on live TV like nothing else. So tomorrow we have qualifying from Mexico. The race is live at 7:10 on Sunday, and I think it's going to be an absolute cracker. We have
there's
it.
Someone else.
Yeah, I know. Now Andrew's discovered the total numbers who are listening to us on Podbean. It's quite a thing. Now we're going to be taking a very quick trip to Simcraft. It is Adam Croft's Sim Centre, which is in Leeds.
Right.
It's called SimTrack, and it is absolutely amazing. What it is, he takes proper racing drivers, or those who would like to become racing drivers or improve their racing skills, and he uses a full-size Ginetta cup car, and you can sit in it, and you can drive away. It's got a massive simulator screen. It feels just like the real thing, and you can also then get help. You know, so let's say you do so many number of laps at, say, Silverstone, and in turn you say, right, I want to see how I can go faster. He's got a chat, an engineer who will look over all your data, and you can see where you're quicker, where you're too slow, and they'll help you to go faster.
Right.
Now he's had a whole number of people involved in the Ginetta GT Championship, and in turn, one of them went on, I think, to win the title.
Right.
So it's amazing what he's doing. If you're in Leeds, you know, I would strongly recommend going to SimTrack with Adam Croft. Right. It's a fantastic, fantastic place, and they also do like nights out, you know, all the kind of corporate events.
Are we at a stage to mention the secret project yet, or do people have to listen in the future?
We're getting there. Right. There's going to be a very exciting. Right. Racing Simulator Centre coming to Duns.
Right.
We're just trying to get that sorted out. But I will have more news as it grows and as people. Would you like again to tell us the subject from the side? Yeah, we are basically talking about lots of different motorsport headlines, from Formula One to rallying. But if you have a question for us, we'll do our best to try and answer it. It might not be me, it will probably be Andrew, especially if it's regarding Formula E and things like that. But you're very good on your historics. Andrew knows about Jim Clark and about all the kind of British drivers as well. So if you have a question for us, we'd love to hear it, and we're more than happy to do our best to answer it. It's quite a thing.
There are various subjects, and then we witter on.
Exactly. Yes, that's it. But we don't call ourselves experts, just enthusiasts having a great time doing a car and a racing show. My goodness, we've been going for nearly half an hour, which is pretty good going, isn't
not
it?
Not even a break.
Aye, that's the thing. Yeah.
And no questions either. Well, no.
But yeah, so I'm just trying to think what we need to do now.
I think.
Well, you can hear the leaves falling down. By the way, Murray Walker, I think he's 95, 96, and he's still going strong. Yeah. He did a very good podcast. It was the F1 Beyond the Grid podcast. Well worth listening to, because he's one of the best commentators I think we've ever had in Formula One. So if you like hearing, you know, the really big guys as well, then Beyond the Grid from the F1 podcast is very, very good. It was certainly so interesting, and everything sounds like a race. You know, when he describes it, he was very good. He's such a big Mansell fan, and you know, and of course Damon Hill. I always remember when Hill won his championship, and he says, "I've got to stop because I've got a lump in my throat." And there it was, you know, really emotional, really, really good. I mean, it was him and James Hunt. It was this phenomenal commentary. But here's a question for our listeners. What has happened to Martin Brundle?
Right.
He hasn't been commentating
on
Sky for quite a while. Now, I think he's been away on holiday or had some other commitments. But I noticed he wasn't even there yesterday when they were doing Welcome to the Grid or Welcome to Mexico.
Yeah, no, I saw on a Twitter feed somewhere that Brundle and Coulthard were somewhere yesterday. I'll look it up.
Oh, maybe they're doing.
They were somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe that's why then. But no, we miss Martin Brundle because he's a very, very good commentator. He's not been on Sky for a while.
They might have been at the actual opening of that.
Maybe the museum. He's had a big hand in that, perhaps. Yeah, that's probably what it's been then. So there we are. We've maybe answered our own question. But at least.
But surely that wouldn't stop him being at a live Grand Prix, surely.
Well, it's in Mexico, so you'd have to try. It's a long flight. It's like 9 hours, 10 hours. If that lasts us to get to Cancun from Britain, from Mexico City, it's probably a good bit more. I would have thought. But yeah, because he is very good. He kind of makes Formula One, especially on Sky, with along with David Croft, who's very good too. It was Paul DiResta who was filling in,
right.
And we thought, you know, it'd be nice to see if he's been able to get back and get some more commentary, because we are coming into the final few races. I think we've got US Grand Prix next week, then it's Brazil, and then Abu Dhabi. So the final three
in December.
It's amazing, isn't it? I'd love to go to Abu Dhabi, but we're not able to do that yet.
Unless we get sponsorship.
Well, you can keep trying. Keep trying, Andrew. That's all I can say is keep trying. Well, I think we've pretty much covered most things.
Yeah, and some.
Yes, we've done extremely well. Pages and pages of notes here, as Andrew got.
But mostly due to CFAX, which BBC, shameful for ending it.
That's the thing. Well, thank you to all our listeners and viewers for the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. We'll be back very, very soon. In fact, next week, I could be interviewing a very, very special guest.
Right.
So look out for that. Remember to subscribe to our channels and give us a cheeky like as well. So take care and drive fast.
And don't dazzle crash. other drivers.
You can dazzle, Andrew.
No.
It means you'll get a new car. Excellent. Take care, and we will speak to you soon.
Bye for now.
Bye, just out.
Ha ha ha.